This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, a game show for today. And here's your host, Mark Richards.
Hi, and welcome to Starcade. Our two players have been practicing up for today's exciting program, and they'll be competing against each other for some fantastic prizes on the newest and most exciting video arcade games in the entire world. And right now, players, are you finished practicing up here? How about you? Are you ready for some fun and excitement? Well, let's go and play Starcade! Welcome once again. Let's meet the two players on today's program of Starcade. First of all, on my right, we have Duru Ahantu. How'd I do?
Well, my last name's pronounced Ahantu.
I knew it. I just want to know if you knew your name. All right. Let's meet your opponent over here. And she's got a lot easier name than you do, I'll tell you. This is Elaine Sampson.
Hi.
Hi, Elaine. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Great. Let's meet our two contestants again and find out more about them. Now, Duru, what kind of name is that?
Well, it's Igbo from Nigeria.
And I understand you are a collector.
Mm-hmm. Well, I collect comics, stamps, coins, matchbooks, all sorts of things.
What's your number one prize possession?
A comic, Peter Parker Spectacular Spider-Man. It's worth $10.
Can I give you $9.50 for it?
Well, yeah, probably.
I'll talk to you later about that. All right. And Elaine, I understand that you do some kind. You like to get it in show business, right?
You bet.
And you do, I hear, a fantastic imitation of Lily Tomlin doing Ernestine. Would you folks like to hear a little Ernestine from Elaine? Here you go, Elaine.
And gracious, good afternoon. This is Miss Tomlin from your telephone company. How may I help you?
I'll tell you. Well, I hope you know how to play video arcade games as well as you do, Lily, and that you can play video arcade games too, okay? Your names got me all confused. These two players have been matched up based on their playing ability, so shake hands if you'll right now, and let's get ready to play Starcade with Duru and Elaine. All right. We have five video games on today's program. Some you'll recognize, others will be brand new to you. You'll both be playing the same three games. The high score on those three games gets to play one of the two remaining games for a fantastic prize, and that is your very own video arcade game. And I'm sure you'll want to know what the prize is. Here's Kevin to tell you all about it. Kevin?
It's Burger Time, a Build-A-Burger game featuring Chef Peter Pepper, furnished by Data East.
That is your prize. Now, there's two rounds of competition on Starcade. In the first round of competition, you'll both be playing two games, and the high score at the end of that round gets to play the bonus game. And in the second round of competition, one game at 30 seconds of time play, okay? Right now, let's find out more about the five games on Starcade today. And here's Kevin to tell them just what they are.
Mark, game number one is Q-Bert, a peculiar hopping happy creature. Game two is Pole Position. You're on the fast track in pole position. Game three is Pengo, a penguin's adventures on ice. Game four, Holy Moly, take your mark and whack-a-mole. And game five is Rescue, a flight to save and defend.
Those are the five games on today's Starcade. And let me tell you right now, Daru and Elaine, one of those games has a bonus prize attached to it. And if you pick that game, that bonus prize is yours. So if you're all set, good luck. We're going to start off by asking you a question based on video arcade games. The first one of you two to press your buzzer, answer it correctly, gets the first choice of a game. Here we go. What is the name of the bouncing happy face in the game Berserk? Is it...
Evil
yes, Daru. What is it?
Evil Otto.
Evil Otto is right. That's what it is. Or the other choice was Dastardly Jack. And that means you get to pick the very first game of today's games on Starcade. Which one will it be?
I'll take Pengo.
You're going to take Pengo.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? You're also going to get a bonus prize.
That's...
That is our bonus game, and we're going to find out what you just won, Daru. And here's Kevin to tell you your prize.
It's a gift certificate for a pair of Wrangler jeans and a Wrangler denim jacket. Comfortable clothes for tough customers by Wrangler.
Very good. Drew, you're a winner even before you got to play a game. Let me ask you, why you picked Pango?
Well, I was just trying to get the bonus prize.
Well, you say, well, that looks like the bonus prize, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you come on over with me to the playing area, and here's Kevin to tell us all about the game called Pango. This way, please.
Pango the penguin swaggers his way through an ice block field, avoiding the snow bees, crumbling ice blocks in his way, and trying to line up the three diamond blocks in a row for big points. He can score extra points by freezing a bee against a wall, or crumbling the flashing blocks where the snow bee eggs are hatching. Or Pango can stop a snow bee with an ice block. The whimsical Pango, master of the ice.
Well, Duru, you picked Pango, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you played it before?
Yes, I have.
What's the highest score you've ever had?
Only a couple of thousand.
Well, you've got 40 seconds on our clock to get as many points as you can during that 40-second time period. And we wish you luck. And if you're all set, into playing position, 40 seconds on the clock. Ready and begin. How do you think you did?
Well, I could have done a lot better.
Let me tell you what you did exactly. 1,570 points you got for your efforts on Pango. And right now, we're going to send you back to the podium and bring up Elaine. Come on up here, Elaine. Have you ever played Pango?
Oh, once.
How'd you do?
Not well.
Well, I'll tell you, he has 1,570. Do you think you can beat that in 40 seconds?
You bet I'll try.
Well, we're going to wish you luck, just like we wished him luck, and get as many points as you possibly can in 40 seconds. So into playing position, if you will, please. This is Elaine on Pango, 40 seconds on the clock, and begin. I see a smile on your face.
Oh, why not?
Is that a smile or a frown?
I don't know what I scored.
Well, I'll tell you what. You should have a frown. Let me see your frown.
Okay.
Because you only scored 730 points, and that means at the end of the first game, Duru is ahead, but we'll be back. We've got two more games to go on today's exciting competition on Starcade with Elaine and Duru. We'll be back. Welcome back to Starcade as we go into our second half of the first round of competition. And looking at our scores, it looks like Elaine, you have 730 points. And Duru, you have 1,570 points, and you're leading by 840 points as we go into our second game. The winner of this round, whoever has the highest number of points, gets to play the bonus round for some great prizes. So good luck to both of you. We have another question. Hands on your buzzer. Four games remaining on today's program. In the game of QYX, the whirling helix is A, red, or B, multicolored. Elaine.
Multicolored.
You got it. Multicolored is right. And that means, Elaine, you get to pick one of the four remaining video arcade games today. Which one will it be?
Okay, I'll try Pole Position.
You're going with Pole Position, and why?
They've cut the speed limit down to 55, and I like to drive fast, and I can do that legally there.
Hey, that makes sense. All right, that means you're going to come on down with me to the playing position, and here's Kevin to tell us all about the game.
Get behind the wheel of a Formula One racing machine and experience an incredible contest of driving skill and endurance. Increase your score by accelerating to top speeds and passing other cars on the course. Complete the course with time to spare and earn even more points. If you're the best, you'll qualify for the pole position in the race to come.
Well, Elaine, we're going to play pole position, and Duru is ahead of you by 840 points. You've got a lot of catching up to do.
I'll drive fast.
And you know, they say that women are better drivers than men. We're going to see how well you can do on pole position. You have 40 seconds on our time clock. You all set to go? Ready and begin.
Prepare to qualify.
I think you just ran off the road one time, right?
Right.
Well, for your efforts on pole position, we're going to give you 7,320 points. And all those ladies out there in the audience are cheering you on. All right, let's go on back to the podium. And Dulu, come on down. Are you gonna let Elaine beat you on this game?
I hope not.
All right, we got the guys cheering for you out in the audience, and the girls are cheering for Elaine. You've got 40 seconds to beat 7,320 points, and of course you have a little lead of 840 points. So if you're all set, into playing position, Daru. 40 seconds on the clock. Ready and begin. How do you feel, Daru? You were applauding yourself. That means you think you did well, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what you did. You have yourself a total of 8,420 points for that round. That means you beat Elaine. Okay, Daru, let's go on over to the podium right now to see who wins the first round of competition and gets to play the bonus round. Well, looking at the scores, looks like Elaine has a total of 8,050 points. And Daru, you have 9,990 points, and you are the winner. Congratulations. And Daru, that means that you have to take a little trip. You know where you have to go?
Where?
you have to take a trip down here with me, and we're going to play the bonus round for some fantastic prizes. And it's very simple. Behind us are four TV monitors. I'm going to show you four video arcade games, one at a time, and all you have to do is identify them correctly, and if you do, you're going to win these prizes, and here's Kevin to tell us what they are. Kevin?
Daru, for three correct answers, you win the Casio VL Tone. The whole band is right in your hand with the Casio VL Tone. Five different instruments, 10 rhythms from rock to rumba, and a calculator, too, the VL Tone from Casio, where miracles never cease. And for four correct answers, it's ColecoVision, the home video arcade system with effects just like in the arcades. Your vision is our vision, ColecoVision from Coleco.
Well, those are the prizes. How'd you like to win those?
I want to win them real bad.
Well, here's what you do. You turn around, take a look at these four monitors, Daru, and one at a time, I'm going to have you look at the monitors, and I'll give you a choice of two possible answers. You answer them correctly, and those prizes are yours. Number one. Daru, is that Reactor or Star Maker?
Reactor.
Correct. Number two, is that Spirals or Explorers?
explorers.
Yes. Number three, is it Frenzy or Berserk?
Berserk.
No, I'm sorry. That is Frenzy. You can still win a prize if you get this one correct. Number four, is this Pac-Man or Baby Pac-Man?
Pac-Man.
You got it, and you've won yourself. You've won yourself a prize, okay? And we have another bonus round, and of course, the great big bonus game coming up where you can win yourself your very own video arcade. And that comes up with more of Elaine and Duru following these words. Arcade, we have Duru with us, and Elaine, here's a question based on video arcade games. The first one to press the buzzer gets to pick the game. When the Pac-Man game begins, which ghost is outside the safe house? Is it A, Blinky, or B, Pinky? Elaine.
It's Blinky.
You say Blinky, the red one, you got it. That's what it is. And which one will it be, Elaine?
I think I'll go for Holy Moly.
And here is Kevin to tell us how Holy Moly is played.
It's a video whack-a-mole. Watch carefully and move fast as the moles pop up from their burrows. Whack away for points and keep an eye out for King Mole, because he's worth even more points. It's heads, not tails, worth the score when you whack-a-mole on Holy Moly.
Good luck to you. And this one, you have 30 seconds on our time clock.
Okay.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Here we go. Into playing position, 30 seconds. Here's Holy Moly and Elaine. Ready and begin. Well, that means, you know why I said game over? Because you only get so many chances to play, and we're going to give you a measly 290 points.
Can I go home now?
No, you can't go home now, because we still have to have another game with Duru. So, Duru, come on down, if you will. You're in good spirits, I see.
Mm-hmm.
You think you can beat 290?
Yeah, I think I can.
So, if you're all set, into playing position, Duru, ready and begin. Are you smiling?
Yeah.
Why are you smiling?
Well, I'm just happy.
Well, I'll tell you what, you should not be smiling because you only score 260 points on this game, and that means you do not get to play the bonus round, but you do come back to the podium right now. And Elaine, with 290 points on that game of Holy Moly, you win. And you get to take a little trip with me right now over to the bonus area for some nice prizes. And, of course, behind us are four video TV screens. And we're going to show you four video arcade games, one at a time. And it's up to you to identify those games. And if you do well, we've got some great prizes for you. And here's Kevin to tell you what you could win. Kevin?
Elaine, for three correct answers, you can win the tabletop version of Midway's Pac-Man, complete with joystick control and even shows best score. The arcade game you take home with you, Midway's Pac-Man by Coleco. And for four correct answers, it's the Texas Instruments home computer for education, home finance, and entertainment. It's not just for playing, it's also for learning. A home computer furnished by Texas Instruments.
Thank you, Kevin. Great prizes, right, Elaine?
Sound great to me.
You have kids?
No.
Well,
video games.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. Turn around with me, if you will. We're going to show you four video arcade games, one at a time, on each monitor. And I'll give you the choice of two answers, and you answer three out of four correctly, and you'll win yourself a prize. Let's take a look at number one. Is this Star Defense or Stargate?
Stargate.
Correct. Number two. Is this Eyes or Jazzman?
It's eyes.
Yes. Number three, is this Astro Speeder or Tron?
Oh, that's Tron.
You got it. And for the big prize, number four, is this Pioneer Balloon or Circus Balloon?
Pioneer Balloon.
You got it. And you... you got all four right. I love having winners on this program. And you know, you thought that was something. You still might have a chance to win the big prize, which, of course, is your very own video arcade game. And that comes up next. And we'll find out if it's you or Daru who goes home with that prize right after these words. Well, it's time now on Starcade to find out who the big winner is. And it looks like, Elaine Sampson, you have yourself a grand total of 8,340 points for today's efforts. And Daru, 10,250. Daru is the big winner, and you get to play for the grand prize, your very own Burger Time video arcade game. Elaine, you've been a great contestant, and we hope you had some fun with us today. And
Thank you.
Go home with your very own home computer. You stay right where you are, please. You're ready to play.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Daru, we have two games remaining. We have Q-Bert, and we have Rescue. If you choose Q-Bert, you must score 650 points. If you choose Rescue, you must score 1,110 points. Now, those are the average scores of 20 people playing those games for a 30-second time period, which you'll also have 30 seconds. So which one will it be?
I'll take Q-Bert.
It's Q-Bert, a nosy fellow that hops about changing colors, scoring points as he goes from cube to cube, pursued by Coily, Ugg, and Wrong Way. Lure Coily over the side for points by jumping to safety on the disc.
There we go. 30 seconds on the machine. You're playing Q-Bert for the grand prize. Ready and begin. Tell you didn't do it, did you?
No.
You came close enough. You needed 650. You got yourself 550 points, but you don't go home empty-handed because you've won yourself a Casio VL Tone and some sportswear. So you feel good about that?
Yeah.
Okay, we have some friends in the audience. Why don't you come on up? Wish him good luck. He's been a great player. You come on.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.